Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I know I start every single episode the same way, but I mean, having a little bit of consistency isn't bad, is it? Other people create jingles and crazy intros, and my intro is just to the point. And if you are fairly new to my podcast, you may be wondering what the Bliss Point is. Well, let me tell you, the Bliss Point is a concept derived from the food industry that describes that there is a perfect amount of sweet and salty flavors combined in a food that makes you addicted to it. So I thought my podcast is called Sweet But Salty. That's exactly what the Bliss Point concept is about. So I thought I'm just gonna take that and make it my intro. It's as simple as that. So I really hope you enjoy this little segue. What I actually want to talk about in this episode is our hearts. What a beautiful topic, isn't it? Last time, I actually talked about intuition, and I realized while editing the episode that I had recorded that I talked a lot about the gut and our gut feeling, which isn't bad. But I think intuition is a little bit more complex. It's not just a gut feeling, it's also a heart feeling. Not a hard feeling, but a heart feeling. And so I thought I'm gonna pick the heart as a topic for this wonderful new episode. More and more research is coming out that actually proves the strength of our heart and the, I think, magnetic fields it creates, because we can feel each other's heart waves, so to say, even when we're not in the same room. Our heart field is a lot stronger than the field our brain creates, which says a lot. I mean, your brain is, of course, very important. And we say that it's kind of the home of our consciousness, if you will. But the heart has its own field, and it's very, very strong. I think it's about 5,000 times stronger than the brain field. So I'm not saying we have to think with our hearts, but in a sense, that's what we do. We feel things in our heart, and we feel if something's off. So I think our intuition is not just located in our gut region, but also has a component that comes from the heart. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind you to listen to your heart. I know it's easier said than done. I'm a notorious overthinker, so I tend to be very logical and analytical, or at least I was that way. And I'm trying to train myself to be a lot more heart-focused and heart-centered, and to really listen to my heart when making decisions, and to my intuition for that matter. So if you want to go far, you have to listen to your heart. It pulls you in the right direction, and it allows you to make decisions that aren't always logical or easy to understand on a mind level, but in the end, they'll turn out right because you feel so much deeper and stronger things intuitively and based in your heart energy, so to say. Yeah, so I think that's about it. This was just supposed to be a little reminder for you to don't let your brain get in the way of your happiness. I'll put it that way. And I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to recommend my podcast to someone you know who could benefit from it. If you really enjoyed this, you can also rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will be back in a couple of days. Bye.